we're turning our attention now to the world of Super Netball and a press release that came across my desk last night. I must admit I read with a heavy heart because Maddie Brown has called time on her Super Netball career. She's been one of the absolute standout players throughout her 15 domestic league seasons, and it's all come to an end effective immediately. She's a retiring legend is what she is, and she joins us on The Breakfast Club. Maddie, good morning.
Good morning. Retired legend, not quite there yet because I've woken up with a hangover already. I need a bit of work on this, I think. So I'll get there. There's always pre-season, isn't there? So I've got to set some new goals, I think.
Look, it takes time. It takes time to adjust to that sort of stuff, Maddie. Trust me, speaking from experience. But what's happened? Well, why are we retiring now, Maddie?
Well, I guess, you know, this season was always in my mind going to be my last. Coming back from my second ACL, you know, the motivation was definitely there to want to play again, and I still felt like I could give something to the sport and something to the team. And there was that nice little cherry on the top of playing alongside my sister. So, yeah, it's been a really, really long, hard, I think, journey to get back to this point. So when I was here and I was enjoying it and lapping it all up, I think I even got to round three and I was like, Kels, I know this is right, but this is definitely going to be my last. So she's known for quite some time, and so is the family, before coming into this hub life. But yeah, like getting out there and being able to play again, I've lapped it up and really enjoyed that opportunity because, you know, as sad as it is, you never know when it is going to be your last. But against the fever, I came off and I was like, oh, I'm pulling up really sore. I'd had a little bit of swelling, which is fairly normal for me, but I just thought it was load management. And then, yeah, we went and got it drained a couple of times to get the fluid out. And I was like, yep, no, this is going good. And then all of a sudden I went to training one day and I was like, this is not right. Something's wrong. So we went in for an MRI and obviously some damaged cartilage. And it's just too risky to play on that and possibly do further damage. And I guess it was a decision of, well, do I continue to play for the rest of this season, or will I be having a knee replacement at 40? And, you know, quality of life is something moving forward that I need to think of. So, and just with the condensed season, I just don't have time to have surgery and get back. So it is what it is. But, yeah, it's been very nice in the last, well, not even 24 hours to have so much love from people. And, yeah, it's been quite heartwarming.
Well, you should be getting a lot of love because you've been an absolute icon of the sport and Australian sport, full stop, let alone just netball. So you should be very proud of the legacy you leave. But I'm just picking up on something you said there. Has it, coming back and working so hard to get to this point again, has it been a bit more emotionally draining than you thought?
Yeah, and I think it's just like I would joke with Kelsey because we're living together in this situation up here. And, you know, I'm very grateful that, you know, little things like this, like I've never been able to live with my sister and I'm doing these types of things. But the emotional, mental, even like the physical work I had to do to just get back because of, you know, game day was every 2 to 3 days was really hard. Like I'd be icing, I'd be doing electric sodas of a night to try and keep the swelling off my knee. I'd be like, I hardly went outside. I felt like I was in lockdown, even though I could, because I was like, I'm up to the ice machine, time to go get some extra massage, time to get some needling. Like, all of the things to get myself right were just, like, piling on top of one another. And I was like, I love game day. I love getting out there and competing. But all of this stuff to get there is quite hard. And, you know, I'm not sure whether or how much longer I can really do this. So my body, as I said, has given it everything it could, and it's just said now it's time to stop and respect me just a little bit more, and maybe just back it off a little bit. The elite level, I still want to play obviously, but the elite level is just I need to step away because it's a matter of, obviously, as I said, having a good quality of life.
So you were desperate to play with Kelsey, and that happened this year. What was it like? Was it everything you thought it would be? Was it different? What was that experience like?
It was, and I have said it, and it honestly is like the proudest moment, like to step into that centre circle with the ball in my hand to take the centre pass and look down there and see her and have a little laugh and have a giggle. And yeah, it was so special, and it was a shame that Mum and Dad obviously weren't here to watch it live, but they're missing us so much and we've been missing them a lot as well. But it was everything. I mean, I think both of us over the last couple of days have had a lot of tears and a lot of hard, you know, decisions to have to make, but it's been nice to be there with each other. And, what if we never get to do it again? And I'm like, and what if our, you know, grand final or our, you know, next century is something away from sport that we get to do together? So, you know, I think it's just putting things into perspective. And, yep, it was only seven, but to us it was seven of the best, and I wouldn't change that.
So when you look back, you've done everything possible in netball, both internationally and domestically. Is that actually number one in the proud stakes of actually representing a team with your sister at professional level? Is it still the gold medals? What is it? The premierships? What would be the top three?
Well, yes, you say, you know, like gold medals and premierships are definitely up there, and comp games, gold and silver. I know you would go, oh, silver, maybe not so much, but the journey for me to even get to the silver was like,
yeah,
very difficult at the same time. So it holds just as much, you know, importance, I think, to me, or something that I'm really proud of. But yeah, gold medal in Glasgow and premiership with the Vixens in 2014, they're the pinnacles of, you know, what you play for in a team sport. So of course they are up there, but I think, you know, having the proud moment of being the sister, the teammate, captain, standing alongside the person that I remember the day she was born, and I've been in her life since she came into it and have been part of every single step to seeing her being out there, and to kind of just have a really, like, you know, have that great front seat of being like, gosh, this is incredible. I never thought it would be possible, because there's 4 years between us, so it's not like we played a lot of juniors. So I know a lot of people said, oh, you know, surely you would have played a lot. And I was like, yeah, in the backyard. And, you know, it was competitive, and I broke her shoulder at one stage. Like, I was never giving up easy wins just because she was 4 years younger. So there's, like, as I said, I think it is very special to me, because I, one, never thought it would happen, and two, I've been there throughout all of the highs, all of the lows with her, and she, as she has been with me as well. So to be able to be out there and just enjoy it and go, gosh, we are very lucky to play the sport that we love with, you know, your best friend and the person you love so dearly. So, yeah, it's up there.
That's lovely to hear, that sort of stuff. I quite like that, Manny. Well said. Just on... obviously started your career with the Vixens and doing great things there and win the premierships and all that sort of stuff. But moving across to the Magpies and starting being something part of something brand new, when you look back, and I'm not sure if you had a chance to yet, but is it as fulfilling as you thought it might be when you made that decision? Because I remember that being a huge decision at the time.
It was a huge decision, and I think a lot of people disagreed with it. But yeah, I mean, you could say maybe success-wise, like on the court, Vixens have been more successful than the Magpies in the 4 years that I've been here. But, yeah, I do think being part of something from the very foundation and being able to build something, I think in the first year at Collingwood, it was quite difficult. There was a lot of, you know, we had gone out and tried to buy the premiership, and it was like, that's not going to work. So it's been, as you said, very fulfilling. And I think the last couple of years being able to go, all right, what do we stand for? What are we about? And trying to, you know, create something that can last rather than something that might just be a quick fix, a bit of a band-aid for a year. Yeah, of course, in sport, you're in the business of winning premierships. So, of course, success here would have been, you know, incredible. But it's not what it is. And, you know, I know we're not having as much success this year in winning games, but the group that is starting to build, and I think the actual culture that is starting to bubble behind the scenes it's really important to me to see that and be able to leave this place maybe in that position rather than going, oh my goodness, we're like completely in trouble. So yeah, it was a huge decision, but I wouldn't change it. And it's been, I think it's been really good learnings and lots of growth personally and obviously professionally as well.
So what's next? Because you're a great ambassador for the sport, and I think netball would be crazy to let you go out of the sport without a prominent role. But at the same point, I know you're an educator and you've got a lot going on outside of netball. Do you know what you're going to do?
I do have a few ideas. Like, I do think I need time just away. I need to And especially just from, like, I think netball within Australia, like, I feel like I kind of need my little gap here to just be like, all right, like, I loved it because I just, yes, I'd love to go into a netball role, but I think I just need a bit of time away to, as you said, reflect and go, all right, where can I then be most valuable or as an asset to an organisation or a team moving forward, rather than being like, all right, here we go again, and it's just picking through the motions. Yeah, I did this as a player and now I'm just picking through it in some other role. So, yeah, I obviously still love the sport and will always love the sport and want to give back to it. And I think in this period of time, just since it's been announced, I'm quite humbled by how many people I think I've touched in their lives and, like, what me playing netball has brought to others. I don't think I realised that because, you know, 15 years, you're like, yeah, it's a long time, but there's 20 and 21-year-old girls that are like, you were the reason I started playing netball at 6. And I'm like, wow. So, yeah, I still definitely want to be involved and I'm not too sure, but, yeah, hopefully a few things will come my way. But at the moment, it's just kind of enjoying the next couple of weeks with the girls here. I do have to go in, obviously, for some extra surgery. So I guess the sooner I get that done, the sooner I can start to rehab and move forward and, start living a really good quality of life after the court. So, yeah, well, time will tell. But don't worry, I'll keep you posted, boys. You're my favourite, so
sure
you'll
you
probably get the first scoop.
Make sure you do. We want all the scoops, Maddie, if you don't mind, just send them our way. We like that sort of stuff. It's great to have access to you today, too, on the night after, or the morning after you announced your retirement. You go through your career, 61 test caps for the Diamonds, two-time Liz Ellis Diamond winner, International Player of the Year two times, Under-21 Player of the Year, Fever MVP, ANZ Championship Player of the Year, Vixens MVP two times, premierships, gold medals, silver medals, all that stuff. You've had an unbelievable time in elite netball across your career, Maddie, and you should be very proud of what you've been able to do and the way you've carried yourself. So well done.
And I think that's the important thing, Harf, the way that it, all those accolades, but the way that that Maddie represents the sport and the way that she can cut through into general sport. She's a great ambassador. So well done, Maddie.
Thank you so much. I do want to just thank, I guess, you know, the people like yourselves that have been a lot of my journey, even in, as I said, in Australian netball, like, from being a 17, 18-year-old, stepping on going, oh, my goodness, what is this media stuff, to, you know, appearances and things. Like, I've loved my journey, although it's not the fairy tale. I wouldn't change it. And the people I have met along the way, and that, as you said, it's not just my coaches and my teammates. It's the, you know, officials, the volunteers, the media, going out to clinics, the entire netball community. I'm so grateful to have been able to get out there and do something that I love and hopefully bring joy and happiness to them. And mum and dad back at home, I think what's making me happy is they're feeling a lot of the love, even from afar, and people sending them lots of messages. So it's nice to know that seeing they've been there the entire time, they're kind of feeling, you know, reflecting on it and feeling very proud and kind of, they're both very happy that it is nearly time as well, because they're like, stop getting injured, we cannot do this anymore. So lots of love to them back home as well, and to everyone in Melbourne. I think we're all up here feeling for everyone, and we are thinking of you all the time. So yeah, please stick in there and hopefully things will ease up soon, but we are thinking of you up here.
No doubt the folks will be proud. Mission accomplished, Mads. You've done a great job. Go and get a barocca and lie down.
I will, don't you worry. Thank you.